guys. Welcome to the Meal Deals Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Pham, with
Eric Wing
and Rafael Perez.
And today we're going to be talking about toxic relationships. But before we even get started, you're probably going to see a different format right now. And it's because I am at home, not sick at all. Hope it doesn't alarm anybody. But we're just in two different places at the same time. But hopefully we're figuring out a good system, because in the future there's going to be more, you know, different location podcasts, and we're trying to figure that out as of right now, but I think that we're figuring it out pretty well
and more advanced. Yes,
and this is a good way just to practice in case if one of us travels way far to another location, maybe in a country or just doesn't have the time to meet together physically. This is a good way just to get the hang of if we were had to do that.
Yeah, and we also cannot afford for Victoria to miss another episode of the podcast. So, you know.
Yeah, shots at Victoria.
Yeah, I've been kind of MIA like for the past month or so, just because, well, first of all, we didn't have an episode like 3 or 4 weeks ago because Eric and Raph were in the hackathon. I'm pretty sure they talked about it last week. And then I wasn't there because I had twisted my ankle, and that was pretty fun. And now this week, we just happened to be in two separate places at the same time.
So yeah. So I guess what else can we talk about before we jump?
You want to tell any good news to our audience about any things school-wise,
life-wise,
career-wise,
anything-wise.
Oh, yeah. So I have an internship coming up around April to May. It's going to be an educational farm intern. Because I'm a nutrition major, I'm going to be working with kids and teenagers just to teach them about nutritional and nourishing foods, as well as teaching them how to garden and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to be working at an urban farm. So
nice.
It's going to be really interesting. And it's just going to be really exciting being able to learn with the kids and teach the kids. So that's like the biggest plan coming up right now.
Nice.
And that's basically it. I mean,
all right.
That's all that has been up.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it is awesome to hear. Well, talking about gardening and stuff like that, I already told you guys about this, but I'm planning to renovate with my backyard into a garden, you know, because the thing is that my backyard is just like so messy and trashy, and then like I can't really, because every single day I just look at my backyard and just like so look so trashy. I was just like, that backyard is so big to the point, you know, like might as well they have some form of, you know, they clean it up and get it organized, you know, they make a beautiful backyard, and because, you know, you could take advantage of that big backyard, you know, and you know, might as well turn it into some, go for a garden, or even, you know, grow up some food in there, you know.
Victoria, you should bring those kids you're teaching to Raphael.
Yeah, just bring a bunch of them in my backyard,
and then they'll fucking teach you. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe
wait,
we'll get schooled, kids.
I mean, I like these girls.
I like school. Anyway,
okay,
that's pretty cool. You guys should give me more updates about the internship and your renovation of the backyard.
Yeah.
So
what's so funny?
It's just you kept saying, yeah, I need to renovate my backyard, it's really trashy, and I need to renovate, take advantage of this big backyard.
Well, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, but on to the actual subject of this podcast episode. We're going to be talking about toxic relationships, toxic people, and I feel like it's such a millennial or Gen Z thing to be like, ugh, there's too many toxic relationships out there. But I also think that at the same time, we've just become more aware of like how people treat us and how people are becoming more insensitive in terms of, you know, the way that they view respect, the way that they view friendships, and even like familial relationships. So we're going to get into that and tackle that idea. Do you guys want to get started with that, or?
For sure. I think the first thing I think of when I think of toxic relationships is just having to avoid people that you know that is not a benefit to your life, right? So like you know that it's hard, and it's also, I understand it's difficult to let go of toxic relationships, because maybe that friend has been with you for so many years, and that person, the reason why you became friends with that person is because you really enjoyed each other's time, and you know you guys have the same interests and whatnot. But then later throughout that time, a person's personality might change, or maybe a person's true self might be revealed, and you realize that that person is not the same person you used to know. And that could be really hard to accept and find closure that that person is not the same person you can't really hang out with or be with romantic-wise or friendship-wise or even family-wise. And that's the first difficulty I recognize when you need to let go of toxic relationships. Do you guys have any experiences with that?
Well, before I get into my experiences, I want to elaborate more on what you just said about what a toxic relationship is. When we talk about what is toxic relationship, we don't talk about just like romantic relationship. We also talk about just bonds between friends or even family at some point. And what every time there's two things that I think about when there's toxic relationship, and one of them is just like, I don't know why, but it's just like high school drama. You know, I just seen people on Instagram or Snapchat like, I don't need toxic people in my life, you know? And then there's others where like that, like from my experience, there's like people that you met in freshman year in high school that you somewhat relate to them. You relate to their humor, you relate to what they like, video games, books, whatever. And then throughout 4 years, and like a lot of people may say that like they may or may not be a lot, but for me it's a lot for your own growth development. And sometimes I've been seeing some people that just grow up to be a complete different person compared to what they were like in freshman year, and for some people that can definitely be heartbreaking, and especially if you know that person, I guess, too well for
Yeah, I think that what's most important is like, we're not trying to say that change is toxic. You know, like you can come in to college, for example, you know, thinking like being this one specific person, and then like coming out of college, you go through all these experiences and you meet these people and you find new things about yourself, and coming out the other way and being a different person, that's not what is toxic. What is toxic is when you are basically being parasitic to any relationship or friendship that you're in, and you know, kind of sucking the blood out of like any kind of relationship that used to be important to you. And I think that that's what's really sad about it. Like, I don't want our audience to think like, oh yeah, if you change one slight bit from like 4 years ago, then you're a bad person, you're toxic, because that's not really what we're trying to get at. And most importantly, I don't think that I want to portray to our audience that, you know, you are always the victim of a toxic relationship. Like, you can be the perpetrator of you can be the toxic one, and you might not even know it. You know what I mean? And I think that when it comes to dealing with toxic relationships and letting go of them, it's really, really hard, because from my experience, especially in a like a romantic relationship, you know, I was in a really bad, toxic, an abusive relationship for like most of my high school years. And I think that when we talk about high school, it seems so microscopic, because like, we're college students, all that we know is high school and before, right? And in the grand scheme of things, for everyone else, they're like, oh, fucking high school, whatever. But you know, in my experience, it's really hard to let go of someone that you viewed as a person that would love you forever, that would care about you and you know, respect you at the most. And I think that's what really hurts, is when you realize at the end of it that they had no regard for you whatsoever. And it really takes it's a punch to your self-confidence and your trust with other people, because you're worried about who else is going to do that to you again, rather than taking faith and like having hope and finding someone who could treat you better, you know?
Yeah. How can I reframe this? I think, like that happens like to friendships too. You know, that I have mm-hmm. like some of my friendships throughout high school. And also, I guess you can say that there was a moment in time, but it was like during the transfer of like middle school to high school, where I used to be friends with some people in middle school, or I guess you can say friends, because the thing is, it's just more of like, they were just talking too much shit about other people while I met them again in high school. And I was like, I don't feel like hanging with this person anymore, you know, because like, you know, they used to be, you know, they were nice to me, don't get me wrong, but like the way they just talk about other people, it just like, it just doesn't seem right. So it was just like I tried to like gradually get away from them, but then like to like one day it was like, you need to fix yourself, whatever. I was like, I fix myself. How about you fix yourself? You know, it's that type of thing. Cause it's just like, it's just weird that some people may also look at you as a, like the enemy, even though you're the one that also trying to like get away from that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which is just like, oh, you know, you're not part of us, therefore, like, you know, we don't like you or things like that. It's just weird. It's just weird.
Well, I think that's.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think that's the worst thing. Oh, we're talking on top of each other now.
No, you're fine.
I think that's the worst thing. It's like when, you know, in a toxic relationship, they always pull the loyalty card. Like, oh, so you don't love me, or like you don't want to hang with us anymore. Like what the hell happened? Like, I thought that you were going to stick with us. And it's like, no, I have to, in terms of this, I have to think about what's in my best interest here.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm not feeling good about myself when I'm with you, then I don't really see a point in staying loyal or like being in the friendship. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, every single relationship that is not beneficial to you, like immediately cut off. Like, oh yeah, you can only offer me good things and never any bad things. And I like, relationships are much more nuanced than that. And it has a lot more facets to it than people think. And when people dumb it down to like, oh yeah, you just need to stay loyal to me because we've known each other for this X amount of years, it's just so silly to me.
I think that's also part of growth that can happen, like, probably once in your life, you know, you guys somewhat, mm-hmm. Like I said, with friends that I had that just doesn't really fit me anymore, that, you know, that will happen to anyone, no matter what, even, like, if that person not even toxic, you know, if you guys are just not really relating to each other no more, if you guys are basically not hanging out, or even speaking to each other for a long time, then, like, that's how, like, the part of life is you meeting someone, and then somehow when like in the future you guys can't, you know, that's just part of life. You guys should gradually just pull away from each other, and there's nothing between them anymore. And mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it may be sad, but also, you know, it's just exactly what it is. Do you have any response for that, Eric?
Yeah, thank you guys for sharing your insight about toxic relationships. The biggest realization I learned from experience in toxic relationships is that what Raphael said is right, that they can only fix themselves, right? You can't, it's hard to recognize that when you're in a toxic relationship with anyone, you have to realize that you can't fix them. They only have the choice to fix them. Sure, you can like influence them or kind of tell them, like motivate them, like, hey, you gotta do this and this. Sure, they'll listen to that, but it's only up to them if they want to change that. And a lot of people get themselves in this trap because what Victoria mentioned, because we've been in this relationship for so long, you feel like you're obligated to try to help them. But and just in anything, it's hard for any person when you're like committed to something for so long, you don't want to give up it because you feel like you lost all this progress. But ultimately, you didn't lose any progress because when you drop it, if you drop a toxic relationship, you're improving yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to say about toxic relationships.
Any response?
Yeah, I think that it gets really, really hard. That's why people say, like, oh yeah, it's hard to have any friends or make any friends once you're like, you know, 30 or like 35. Like, people genuinely struggle with that, and it's because, you know, most of the friends that you make in your life, it's really saturated when you're young, you know, and it's because you're just around the same age range. But when you're 30, 35, like, who are really your friends? You know, like, you can still have the same childhood friends, you know, if the relationship goes that far and long and you guys are like basically brothers or sisters. But a lot of people in like 30 to 35, they're friends with their coworkers, you know? And like, it's really, I was just thinking about this yesterday. I was just thinking, like, you know, when you're making friends, it's a lot about proximity, and there isn't, and you kind of just find interests along the way that keep you guys held together, and you think like, oh yeah, this guy's really cool, I could keep hanging out with him. But I think that when you realize that it's already hard enough to make friends, you hold on to those toxic relationships even longer, because you're like, damn, this is the only person that I've had that has stuck with me for so long. Even though it's a bad relationship, even though it's a friendship that isn't fun anymore, it's a pain or a feeling that I know, rather than, you know, losing that person. And then you're like, oh, now I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't have anybody now. That's really dramatic, but I don't have this person in my life now who was a constant in my life. And people are afraid of that. People are genuinely scared of, you know, losing something that was once comfortable. And it all goes back to our, like, really, really old episode of getting out of your comfort zone. Like, you know, you feel, you're really frightened because you can't find anyone else. And I think that goes a lot for romantic relationships, but I also think familial relationships as well. Like, for example, I know a lot of people, they don't have a good relationship with their mom or their dad. And in your head, obviously, you're a child too. And you think, like, they're supposed to be the ones protecting me and loving me and caring for me. And then you figure out that they, matter of fact, you know, they just want you to grow up and live your own life, and they want to push you out of the house, and they really don't have any regard for you. I know that a lot of people deal with that. And it's really heartbreaking to think about. Like, you know, it's really upsetting when I hear some of my friends deal with, like, with their families going through a divorce or going through a rough time with their mom or their dad, because you really think about the archetype of the mom or the dad, and you're like, hell, aren't you supposed to be this, like, certain type of person? And that's another thing, like, you can't force anybody to be any type of person. And that's when you realize you gotta just cut it off, because how can you change someone, you know?
Yeah, I was also thinking, like, damn, that hit that, like, now that me thinking about it, it actually hit me deep, because the thing is that not only that, is also not what has happened to you, what is happening to you, but also how you respond to that toxic relationship, or, like, at least when someone doesn't go right for you, it also all depends how you respond to that, because, like, that toxic relationship also can elevate depending how you respond to it. Basically, you don't I'm not saying that if you do not respond right, or at least don't try to calm things down, or, like, at least try to clarify for that other person, then basically it will, you know, it will get worse and worse, to the point that it will lead some tipping point of conflict, where it will practically change how you view that person for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not too dramatically. It also happened to me. I kind of did somewhat respond wrongly for that person when that person doesn't really care about me as a friend, or at least how I felt with it, how that person didn't care about me and things like that. The way I responded wasn't really too well or things like that, or at least I didn't think so. And when you were speaking all about that, I just wish that I could have just made some things better, you know, like in the past. Mm-hmm. But in the same time, it's something that, you know, that's a part of growth. You know, you look back and mm-hmm. see like what mistakes you made and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Raph hit it right on point. About the toxic relationships, I think it really depends on how you respond to that toxic relationship, right? So the first reaction could be if you're in a toxic relationship and you just got out of it and you feel like you're jaded, the toxic relationship has affected your trust, have affected the way you see people, affected the way you view friendships, and you can feel very pessimistic and very nihilistic about things like, hey, like, if this person did to me, I don't think I could ever be in some sort of trust or some sort of relationship ever again. Or you could look in a more growing perspective where you got out of a toxic relationship and you're aware that, like, hey, this toxic relationship is bad. I accepted that. And maybe it's some of my fault and it's mostly their fault. And I now just accept that and move on. And you would just want to take those lessons that you learned from that relationship and just know that you do not want to experience that again. You want to avoid it. You're now have a better filter, a better eye of who you want to trust, right? So I think that's the most important thing. And I think it's a universal principle in all of the episodes we talk about, is the principle of self-awareness, right? So it's really hard in just anything, not just in relationships, but in anything that you're committed to. You feel very tunnel vision into a certain ideology or certain way you think. When, for example, when you're in a toxic relationship, you're like, hey, maybe this person isn't toxic. Like, you're justifying, you're rationalizing. This person is probably just the way of that person showing affection to me, or the way the person builds trust, or how that's just the way he is. That's the way he shows affection, or he or she shows affection. But sometimes you're just lying to yourself, right? You're just self-deceiving yourself in this toxic relationship, rationalize it. Oh, that person is just doing it just to do it. Like, that person is not actually trying to manipulate me. But in reality, it is probably manipulation. It is probably a toxic relationship. So mm-hmm. I just want to wrap my conversation, or what I thought about is, like, it's really self-awareness and your reaction to a relationship. And it can be hard. I'm sure we are going to go through stages of grief and denial that this wasn't a toxic relationship, but at the end, it's still a good lesson to learn. It's a good lesson to learn when you get out of a toxic relationship. Everything is not bad, because in any experience in life, you're always going to gain some insight from it.
Yeah, but you also have to think, like, that doesn't only go for the person that is, you know, in the toxic relationship and trying to get out, but also the person who is being toxic. I feel like we're saying the word, that's like a fucking trend for all of our episodes. It's like we just keep repeating the same exact term over and over again. But the person who is being abusive or showing all of these toxic traits, like, they need to understand too that there is a way for you not to fix yourself, because that sounds terrible, but there is a way for you to let go of that relationship as well, and become both of you guys becoming better people because of it, and not ending it on such a sour note. Because I feel like that's what a lot of people do. You know, it has to be this big break. It has to be this, like, complete, like, oh yeah, I'm never talking to them ever again. I never want to see their face. I never want to remember them. And it's like, no, you have to also remember that it wasn't terrible the whole entire time. You know, obviously you came into it because you guys both had a mutual understanding of each other. You guys loved each other or cared about each other. And I think that's what clouds a lot of people's minds, is they get so wrapped up in it in the end, and they're like, I hate this person. I want to forget that they ever existed. I wish that they never came into my life. And it's like, no, you're a better person because of it. And they're a better person. What am I saying? Better person because of it. You know, I went through a long, long friendship with someone, and I really considered him like a brother. You know, like, we were friends since grade school, and the relationship ended so bluntly that I almost didn't have any time to process it. So it's been a long time of me just trying to figure out what the hell happened and why it even led to this point. Because once again, I try to pull that loyalty card, you know, like, we hung out every day, like, we knew each other for almost like 9 or 10 years, and then it just kind of crumbled. And to this day, I know that I had a lot of faults in that friendship, and he did too. I mean, there's no like good guy or bad guy in any. And I feel like that sounds terrible to say for anyone who is in, like, a really bad abusive relationship. Because, look, if you're in a really bad abusive relationship, this is very much different from what we're talking about in terms of toxic relationships. I feel like toxic relationships is, like a few levels down from a bad abusive relationship, where you're, like, emotionally and, like, physically being abused. I think that that's where am I going with this? I think that that's a completely different level. But in terms of what I was going through, I think that you see changes in another person that you've known for so long, and it's like, obviously there's going to be growth and there's going to be change, and people are going to, you know, have different personality traits. You're going to go and find your own group of people and, like, figure out your own personality. And Eric, why are you laughing?
No, I'm not. It's so Emmanuel was giving, me a face because he was relating to a moment, and I was like, oh. So
He was smiling. Yeah, he definitely.
Sorry, I didn't want to ruin your moment.
No, it's perfectly fine. I was just like, oh my god, am I saying something really silly here?
No,
but, no, you're fine.
Yeah, I think that you really have to see yourself as a person that also brought faults to the table. Like, you also played some cards that weren't in another person's favor. And I think that victimizing yourself, I can understand, like, you can feel bad about yourself. They probably feel bad about themselves too. It's like, it's a two-way street here, buddy. It's not like you're the only one that's dealing with all of it. Like, they lost a friendship too. And when people are, say, like, oh yeah, they vindicate someone. That's not the right word. They vindicate is it's a completely different word. When they, like, put blame on someone, and it's all on the other person. Like, that's not how you end a relationship. That's not how you end a friendship that was once good to you. And too many people do that, and it's really sad, because, you know, just makes me,
go ahead. I thought you were finished, but go ahead.
It just makes people spiteful and jaded, and that's really sad, because there's so many more people that will treat you right, and there are so many lessons that you can learn to treat other people right. And when you end a relationship that way, you basically botch all those lessons.
Yeah. You know, it just really sucks that there's, like, some people out there that just, like, when there's something that you don't like between the two, there's always that one person that sometimes just be like, you know, one school day, you know, you guys are hanging out, whatever's happening. And then the other school day, like, that person not talking to you at all. And that the person that just wondering, like, what did I do? Like, why is this person not talking to me? That makes it even worse. And like, not only that makes it worse, it's just hearing that annoys me. Cause it's just something like, listen, I need some clarification between what's going on with you? What did I do to you? You know, what did I do to you that makes you feel this way? And how can I apologize for it? How can I work with that? You know, and then, or like, not even just like cutting people off. It's also more of like, what's even worse is when that person talks to another friend, they just be like, oh, this person did to me, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, is that person going to do anything about it? No. The only way you can know, or at least to make some things better, is at least like clarify to that. I keep saying that person, but he's just very big. But let's just say like the individual A and individual B. If individual B has some form of problem, that individual B, can I just go to another friend and just like bitch about it? You know, that happens.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like if you want to work that out, then like you have to let individual A know, you know, just like clarify, hey, I don't like the way you did this. Or like, you know, like you're an asshole when you did this, blah, 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 you know, because that's how.
Yeah.
At least that's how you're going to let that person know, you know?
Yeah, because
the individual B is just going to be, like, spreading rumors or not spreading rumors, but, like, just bitch about that person or whatever the person did. It's not really going to work on anything. It's not going to... It's almost like you said, it's just, like, just let each other know what's going on. That's it, you know? Mm-hmm. This will make it worse just by, like, not speaking to that person, because that's not going to solve anything. It's just going to make it confusing in the future.
Yeah, well, see, I think that really shows how much people care about a certain relationship or friendship. Like, for example, like right now, all of us, right, working on this podcast, we need healthy relationships between the whole entire team. If we have any misunderstanding, any conflict, we have to come together as a team and figure it out. We can't. Even if we do talk to one of the other members about a situation or a problem that's going on, it needs to go into the loop of every single member. And I'm not trying to say, like, we have the best of all relationships. Like, we step on each other's toes from time to time.
Yeah.
But I think what's most important is that we have this communication, and it's because we genuinely care about each other. And that's what I see... That's what I think is missing from most relationships that are heading down the road of ending, is that, you know, you find ways to kind of dodge the situation by going to other people and asking for advice, when really the vital thing that you have to do is tell the other person, like, hey, I didn't like what you did to me there. I didn't like what you said, or, you know, you really made me feel a certain way when you did this. And that goes to show how far you're willing to fix a relationship. That really shows how willing you are to, you know, take care of it and save the thing that you guys have, because it is important. I think that's what's most important, is you really look at your relationship and think, is this important enough for me to save? And is it really important enough for me to salvage or figure out what the hell is going on? Because, you know, even in relationships like with 30-40 year olds, I mean, I can't speak from a person who's gone through divorce, but there's a lot of miscommunication in those kinds of relationships, you know. It's like, and there's a lot of middlemen, like, just constantly in this back and forth. It's like, you know, maybe what could really save your relationship, or what could really save your friendship, is if you guys genuinely talk to each other about what the hell is going on, instead of playing this middleman messenger game.
I used to play that role a lot. I used to be like the middleman of every, like, of like some form of relationship. It was a friendship relationship. I'm just like, like, literally, like, this is going on, like, I'm pretty sure you guys had, like, dealt with me, too, where I would just be, like, just talk to that person, you know? Because that's how this is going to work, you know? Like, don't just talk to me, just talk to that person, you know? Because, you know, especially, sometimes it doesn't have to do with me, you know? Or, like, or has anything to do related to me. It just like it, like when it's like something so random, and then you just like, why are you telling me this? Tell it, like, talk to that person. Like, I kind of don't want to know about this, you know? And, you know, it's weird. But go ahead. You had a response?
Yeah, I've had accounts of my friends telling me about their experiences with a toxic relationship or toxic friendship. And I'm about to say, I completely agree that it's like, it's so disrespectful when you're not having the right communication or not on the right page with someone, and that person completely cuts you off with no reason or no explanation. And that's super disrespectful, because now you're asking yourself, did I do something wrong? Or did that, what did I do to make that person not communicate with me as I want to communicate with that person? And I remember a friend telling me that he and she were in a relationship, but not, you know, it's not, they're not on the right page of what that relationship really is. And that caused a lot of miscommunication, and that caused a lot of manipulation on the other side. And the other person really rationalized it, maybe, oh, it's just, you know, the way it is, it'll get better. But really, it never got better, because they were still never on the same page. Because how can you improve that relationship if there's no communication, if there's no mature understanding of what each other are trying to mutually benefit from each other, like mutually know, hey, this is what I think our relationship is. Is it, am I right or am I wrong? And that person is like, well, this is what I think. And we don't really see that. And like Raphael mentioned, he has been the middleman of many, many accounts of his friends talking, not talking to that person directly, because maybe they're afraid of what they might think of that person. And I don't think we should think of it that way. We shouldn't be afraid of telling our honesty of what we think to that person. Because if you don't, then you're already set up for a worse relationship, or set up for a bad ending where you wouldn't want that.
Yeah. What's even worse is just like, what's even worse is that sometimes individual A, or going back to that A and B, you know, A or B, you know, like they either like they talk to their friends, and then like they like riled up like the group of people, you know, or like you know, like have their own group of friends, and they be like, you know, oh yeah, you know, fuck that bitch, you know, like you know, like you know, I don't know, it's just something about that, you know, like rounding up people just so like that person can be against that other, or like a group of A can be against that specific B. It's just even worse. It's just like, what's that for, you know? It's just like to prove your dominance, or like what's, you know, it's just not necessary, you know. That's all, you know, just getting an idea out of my head at that point. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's just like no rationality when it comes to that. Like you put someone on this like blame, and you basically sign them off forever. And I hate that. I hate that idea. Like I think that every single relationship that I have ever been in, I have learned something from it. And you know, to say that someone had absolutely no impact on you is it's really sad. It's really sad, because you're even worse, you're trying to cushion yourself from the hurt. Like, you're trying to cushion yourself to make yourself feel better, when really you know well that like this person served as someone in your life that brought you a lot of good things, a lot of mutual happiness and joy. And people like to I think that that's even worse for your own self-confidence, because people are just like, yeah, fuck that bitch. I don't give a shit about them. I don't care. And then you look back like 5 months later, and you're like, holy shit, I miss them. Like
you start crying, you know, it's like the dabbing. Yeah. Meme, like you start dabbing, but then like, you know, you start crying inside. You know, that was crazy, yeah, but yeah. Like it makes sense though, you know. You're just like, fuck that bitch, and then like you go home and start.
That's facts.
It's just, wham, you know, it's just a type of wham moment.
It's just, I think that what's most important, I think that that's like my fucking phrase now. I think what you have to do when you get out of those is you really figure out what your standards are and you become more meticulous about who you choose to have in your life. And I don't mean that that means, oh yeah, every single person I've ever connected with, if they aren't like at least like 5% beneficial to me, I'm going to cut them off. Like, that sounds terrible. Don't do that. What I'm saying is, you know, you have your pool of acquaintances, you have your pool of good friends, and then you have like the few really, really great friends that you know are not dependable, but that you guys have a certain connection that you guys want to always keep. And that's what I learned from cutting off any bad relationship is, okay, what did I learn from this that I can apply to the next friendship relationship that I have?
And that's a part of growth, you know? That's literally the part of growth. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Raphael's key word is growth. in this episode today.
Yeah. I think Victoria and Raphael knocked it out of the park with this episode. I like listening to your guys' stories and insight about toxic relationships. What you guys said was facts. It was lots of words of wisdom about, it's a lot about self-awareness, acceptance, and redefining that perspective after getting out of that toxic relationship. And toxic relationships can mean so many things. We mentioned being a romantic relationship, being a friendship, being a family relationship as well. And it's really difficult. And I think we all understand that. And I think any person has experienced some sort of idea of that, of what toxic relationship might be. And we hope that you guys gain a lot of insight or have made you look at a different perspective, right? So is there anything else you guys want to mention?
Is there anything? Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever, because I don't know if you already said it, but like, have you experienced any toxic relationships, friendships,
not
familial?
Yes, but I think, like I mentioned, I think everyone has.
Right, yeah.
But
not as crazy.
I can't, yeah. I'm fortunate enough to not go through a very, how would you say, a very, very strong and negative relationship with anyone. I think I had relationships here and there that throughout my life that's just nothing too crazy, which is good for me. Not saying that I'm any better than anyone who has experienced worse toxic relationships, but yeah, I can't recall a specific toxic relationship.
Right. And how can we apply this in college? That might be like a...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
I think that one of the biggest things is high school sweethearts. Like, when they're going into college, like you think you're gonna be the same all 4 years? Hell no. You're gonna come, two of you guys are gonna come out like completely different people. Unless you guys are like pretty stagnant for the next 4 years, which I don't believe that happens to anybody. Or even like people who start dating at the beginning of college and then they expect, I'm not saying like every high school sweetheart relationship is doomed or every like early college relationship is doomed. But what I'm saying is you're in for a ride. If you plan to like be together for a long, long time and you're making these promises and you're talking about all these things, like I know how relationships go. Okay. Like I know how high school relationships go. They're talking about marriage. They're talking about like, oh yeah, kids really, really early out of nowhere. It's just like, dude, you're fucking 17. What the, why are you talking about this? But people write their lives off very early, and it can become really toxic and straining throughout the next 4 years of your life when you're growing and you're becoming the person that you truly want to be. And I think that that's what people need to watch out for, is if you're making all these promises from the get-go. Like, oh yeah, we're going to be together until the end of time. You know, like people say that. Or we're just going to be forever together. You know, like you're the last person that I want to be with. Or you're the only person that I want to be with. It's like, hey, don't write yourself off so easily. You know, like words are cheap, you know. It's really the actions that show.
Words are cheap. Shit, that's it. You know,
you have any thoughts or a response to the question you asked us?
Do I have
to apply it to college? Because I think the things that we mentioned can apply to college. It can apply to anyone.
Well, I think I was also looking for it, like you said, like people going to high school into college. You know, because if they already experienced that, like, or if they're still in a toxic relationships in high school and like in senior year at the graduation, and you're gonna see some of the same people in college. You know, the thing is that, like you said, it's just that in college, like, there's gonna be a lot of different type of people. High school, yeah. Well, I mean, we came from a small high school, fairly small. And I think that not everyone will be different than you. There's going to be some people as smart as you. There's going to be people as whatever as you. Yeah, yes. Exactly. But I didn't have more examples. What I was trying to say is that it really hit the spot when it was coming from, you know, high school relationship, like romantic relationship going to college. What's even worse is that if they both go to different colleges, you know, one of them going out of state, one of them will stay in local, like, you know, that sounds, you know,
I don't know about that.
I mean, like, you must have a really good trust on that person if you're gonna let that happen, you know.
We're not saying it's impossible.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's impossible. Yeah. I'm saying that you gotta be ready for anything that's gonna happen, any obstacles that's gonna come in your way.
Yeah.
Don't fuck your life up. You know, don't make any decision for someone else. Basically, just in colleges and things like that, you know?
I agree.
And also, exactly. Like, and plus, you're going to meet a lot of people in college anyway. So there's going to be some people that will fit right for you, you know? So don't get too caught up like, oh, I got to make friends, you know? Okay, you know, I got to meet all these people. You know what I mean? I need to know a lot of people. And, you know, you got 4 years, you know? You're going to join clubs. You're going to join something, you know? Take the time to study, do all that, you know? And plus, like, I think it would be easier to lay off toxic relationship in college than in high school. And I think that would be true for you guys. Yeah, it's just like in college, it's just like, I don't need to see that person, because like next semester, you know, you guys not gonna have the same professor or teacher like in high school. You know, you don't have to see that person, the same person walking in the hallway. That's not gonna happen. You know, you're gonna see a lot of different people, and you're definitely gonna have a time to lay off that toxic relationship. Leave that bitch and get it into meet other new people, you know.
Damn, facts. Thank you, Sensei Raph.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And speaking words like Mr. Miyagi right here, karate kid.
Yeah,
stuff,
thank you.
Bro. What, Emmanuel? What do you think? Emmanuel's our photographer.
I will translate for Emmanuel.
Do you have any comments about this topic, toxic relationships, or agree or disagree? You could just tell us. I mean, you don't.
Okay.
Never have to like give the mic to him. He could just tell us.
I mean, how is he going? How
could
you
just restate it?
Okay.
Hi everyone. I'm Emmanuel. I work behind the scenes with audio, technical, and stuff like that. I don't know. I feel like going into a new space is good to kind of process those relationships. Like, especially if you're transitioning into high school, it's a good time to reevaluate your friendships and stuff and see, are those people you're gonna move on? Like, some people you might need that in your relationship to move on with. And at the same time, take the experience that you have, like, with those people and kind of choose better people as you're moving into college and you figure out more about what you want. And that kind of culminates everything you guys have been saying so far. So, yeah.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, kind sir.
I don't know why I left so, because Rav just said a meme from a video game.
Yeah.
He said, thank you, kind sir.
from the game Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
The reason why it's so Oblivion. The reason why it's so funny because
we repeat it a lot of times.
The responses the characters give is so funny. Anyway, but thank you guys for listening to this episode. Would you want to end the episode for us, Raphael?
Yeah, sure. So follow us on Instagram at Official Meal Deals, and follow us on Twitter, Official Meal Deals. And if you want to email us, you can email us at officialmealdeals@gmail.com. That is OFFICIALMEALDEALS @gmail.com. And you can listen to us in Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
And YouTube.
And YouTube.
You'll see our beautiful faces.
Yes. And picture his beautiful face for once in for a podcast, you know. Yeah.
For once.
See you guys.
See ya.